Sires, kings and queens, all.
What is it, faithful dogs?
A Calorman, sire.
Lead on to him, then. Whether he meets us in peace or war, he shall be welcome.
They followed where the dogs led them and found a young Calorman sitting under a chestnut tree beside a clear stream of water. It was Emeth, the young officer who demanded to see Tash in the stable. He rose at once and bowed gravely.
Sir, I know not whether you are my friend or my foe, but I should count it my honor to have you for either. Has not one of the poets said that a noble friend is the best gift and a noble enemy the next best?
Please, sit. I do not know that there need be any war between you and us.
Do tell us who you are and what's happened to you.
If there's going to be a story, let's all have a drink and sit down. We're quite tired.
Of course you are, after tearing about the way you've done.
So the humans sat down on the grass. And when the dogs had had a noisy drink out of the stream, they sat down bolt upright, panting, with their tongues hanging out of their heads a little on one side, to hear the story. But Jewel remained standing, polishing his horn against his side.
Know, O warlike kings, and you, O ladies, whose beauty illuminates the universe, that I am Emeth, the seventh son of Harfa Takan, of the city of Tehishban, westward beyond the desert. I came lately into Narnia with 29 others under the command of Rishtar Takan. Now, when I first heard that we should march upon Narnia, I rejoiced, for I had heard many things of your land and desired greatly to meet you in battle. But when I found that we were to go in disguised as merchants and to work by lies and trickery, then my joy departed from me. And most of all, when I found we must wait upon a monkey, and when it began to be said that Tash and Aslan were one, then the world became dark in my eyes. For always, since I was a boy, I have served Tash, and my great desire was to know more of him, if it might be, to look upon his face. But the name of Aslan was hateful to me. And, as you have seen, we were called together outside the straw-roofed hovel, night after night, and the fire was kindled, and the ape brought forth out of the hovel something upon four legs that I could not see. And the people and the beasts bowed down and did honor to it. But I thought the Tarkhan is deceived by the ape, for this thing that comes out of the stable is neither Tash nor any other god. Quite right. But when I watched the Tarkhan's face and marked every word that he said to the monkey, then I changed my mind. For I saw that the Tarkhan did not believe in it himself. And then I understood that he didn't believe in Tash at all. For if he had, how could he dare to mock him? When I understood this, a great rage fell upon me, and I wondered that the true Tash did not strike down both the monkey and the Tarkhan with fire from heaven. Nevertheless, I hid my anger and held my tongue and waited to see how it would end. But last night, as some of you know, the lies and deception continued. But when the cat had followed in and had come out again in a madness of terror, then I said to myself, surely the true Tash, whom they called on without knowledge or belief, has now come among us and will avenge himself. Yes. And though my heart was turned into water inside me because of the greatness and terror of Tash, yet my desire was stronger than my fear. And I put force upon my knees to stay them from trembling, and on my teeth that they should not chatter, and resolved to look upon the face of Tash, though he should slay me. So I offered myself to go into the hovel, and the Tarkhan, though unwillingly, let me go. As soon as I had gone in at the door, the first wonder was that I found myself in this great sunlight, though the inside of the hovel had looked dark from the outside. But I had no time to marvel at this, for immediately I was forced to fight for my head against one of our own men. As soon as I saw him, I understood that the monkey and the Tarkhan had set him there to slay any who came in if he were not in their secrets. So that this man was a liar and a mocker and no true servant of Tash. I had the better will to fight him, and having slain the villain, I cast him out behind me through the door. Then I looked about me and saw the sky and the wide lands and smelled the sweetness And I said, by the gods, this is a pleasant place to be. It may be that I am coming to the country of Tash. And I began to journey into the strange country to see him. So I traveled long, until lo, in a narrow place, between two rocks, there came to meet me a great lion. He was more terrible than the flaming mountain of Lagur. And in beauty, he surpassed all that is the world, even as the rose in bloom surpasses the dust of the desert. Then I fell at his feet and thought, surely this is the hour of death. For the lion will know that I have served Tash all my days and not him. Nevertheless, it is better to see the lion and die than to be Tisrock of the world and live and not have seen him.
Yes.
But the glorious one bent down his golden head and touched my forehead with his tongue and said,
Son, thou art welcome.
Alas, Lord, I am no son of thine, but the servant of Tash.
Child, all the service thou hast done to Tash, I account as service done to me.
Lord, is it then true, as the ape said, that thou and Tash are one?
It is false. Not because he and I are one, but because we are opposites, I take to me the services which thou hast done to him. For I and he are of such different kinds that no service which is vile can be done to me, and none which is not vile can be done to him. Therefore, if any man swear by Tash and keep his oath for the oath's sake, it is by me that he has truly sworn, though he know it not, and it is I who reward him. And if any man do a cruelty in my name, then, though he says the name of Aslan, it is Tash whom he serves, and by Tash his deed is accepted. Dost thou understand, child?
Lord, thou knowest how much I understand, yet I have been seeking Tash all my days.
Beloved, unless thy desire had been for me, thou wouldst not have sought so long and so truly. For all find what they truly seek.
Then he breathed upon me, and took away the trembling from my limbs, and caused me to stand upon my feet. And after that he said not much, but that we should meet again, and I must go further up and further in. Then he turned him about in a storm and flurry of gold and was gone suddenly. And since then, O kings and ladies, I have been wandering to find him, and my happiness is so great that it even weakens me like a wound. And this is the marvel of marvels, that he called me beloved. Me, who am but as a dog.
Hey, what did he say about dogs?
Sir, it is but a fashion of speech which we have in Kalorman.
Well, I can't say it's one I like very much.
Oh, look, we have a visitor.
Someone was coming rather timidly to meet them, a graceful creature on 4 feet, all silvery grey. And they stared at him for a whole 10 seconds before 5 or 6 voices said, Puzzle?
Puzzle?
Puzzle? Oh, it's all Puzzle!
They'd never seen him by daylight with the lion skin off, and it made an extraordinary difference. He was himself now, a beautiful donkey with such a soft grey coat and such a gentle, honest face that if you'd seen him, you'd have done just what Jill and Lucy did, rushed forward and put your arms around his neck and kissed his nose and stroked his ears.
Pray tell,
Where have you been?
Oh, I came in at the door along with all the other creatures, but I had to tell the truth. I'd been keeping out of their way as much as I could. And out of Aslan's way. The sight of the real lion had made me so ashamed of all that nonsense about dressing up in a lion's skin. I didn't know how to look anyone in the face. But when I saw that all my friends were going away westward, and after I'd had a mouthful of grass, and I've never tasted such good grass in my life. I plucked up my courage and followed. What I'll do if I really have to meet Aslan, I'm sure I don't know.
You'll find it will be all right when you really do.
Yeah.
Shall we continue on then?
Yes.
Yes, let's.
Further up and further in.
Yeah.